I was saying, Craig, this bluesy song brings us to speak of this incredible blues collaboration with one of the most gifted Italian bluesmen, and definitely the best on six strings, in my humble opinion. Tolo Marton, a friend of our radio station, someone who Slovenian audience and Italian audiences alike know very well. But it's pretty bizarre that someone from Italy should actually play the blues with someone in the States, or to someone in the States. It usually goes the other way around. Now, how did all this happen?
Well, I first met Tolo through my cousin, Keith Haas, who's a blues player, mm-hmm. and he's quite well-respected here in Texas. He had met Tolo when Tolo came to Austin for a Jimi Hendrix competition.
Right, yeah, right.
The competition Jimmy's father put on in the 90s, I want to say, is it 94 or 98, and recognized right away that Tolo was the real thing, real player's player, and also a very nice person. And they developed a friendship, and Tolo would visit every couple of years or so and stay with my cousin. And then I got to meet Tolo through there. But I still wasn't doing music too much. You know, I was still very much involved in my work. Mm-hmm. I played guitar, but not so much. As far as this project goes, I was doing business in Milan area, Agrate.
Mm-hmm. In Italy, right. Yeah.
In Italy. And it turned out that I was staying in the same town where Tolo was going to do a concert. So the story is, I let Tolo know I was going to be over there. Tolo took me to the concert, but after the concert, I visited his home near Treviso. And so we just played some songs in the living room. The Sunrise Again came out of that. I was thinking of that in my head,
right,
on the trip over. And then when I heard him play to that, which he never heard it, he just, you know, nailed it the first time, just wonderfully. So we started enjoying each other's company musically, and that's kind of where I thought, wow, you know, I would love to have him play on some of my songs.
And this is how it actually happened. Okay.
Yeah, and then later on, he came to Austin, and we went to a studio.
So before we speak a little further about what's going to happen to these songs and are they going to be on some record in the near future, I think we deserve a nice slice of blues with this Austin-Italian connection. And I think we should play Pocket of Blues, which is a really rocking song with Tolo Marton. Is that okay with you?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay, Pocket of Blues.
Soaked guitar and a pocket of blues. Just like they say, I'm just paying my dues. You know I couldn't do it if it wasn't for you. Remember when I said what you love meant to me? You can heal my heart, or make it bleed. I'm just telling you what I believe. There's no use in lying now that I am. There's no use denying now that I am. Close your eyes and just dream about how good it could have been. Was it really as bad as it seems? Or has time changed on my sense then? Has our love come blasting then? Without me and you.
E queste che avete sentito erano le chitarre incendiarie di una connection italo-texana, Tolo Marton, un grande del blues italiano che si riesce a sentire come grande del blues anche quando lo suona lì dove il blues sta di casa, per esempio a Austin, Texas, negli Stati Uniti, insieme al mio ospite telefonico di oggi, Craig Franklin. Craig, what I wanted to know is, are these songs going to be released further on? Are you planning on a new record since they are not on the Confessions of a Frequent Flyer album?
That has not been determined. Of course, given the time and the wherewithal to do it, that would be wonderful. I know that I have spoke to Tolo, and you know, he's interested, and you know, I think we have plenty of more songs that we could put together, that's right, for sure.
I would also say, if you allow me to say this, also given the quality of what has come out of your collaboration, which is really good. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I just want to say that, you know, working with Tolo, I am very, very humbled, because I just, you know, have so much respect for his abilities. And to me, I think what he adds to it is, you know, he takes my songs, which are at a certain level, mm-hmm, and with his ear and his sensitivity, he really raises the songs up. That's my opinion. That's mm-hmm. what I think happens.
Good.
So
good.
I would love to work with Tolo more.
Ok, very nice of you to say that. Craig dice che non è ancora stato deciso se i brani verranno usati in un album, ovviamente visto il tempo.